Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Whip Count. I'm your host, Brianna Arthur, and on today's episode, we will be celebrating Women's History Month with Delaware House STEM's first all-female leadership team.
Thank you all for taking the time to join me today as we celebrate, you know, the historical figures like yourself during Women's History Month. So let's just get right on into it. So you all are a very well-diverse group of women, which I think is one of the things that make you all stand out, in my opinion, especially in our great state of Delaware.
So my question for you all, what inspired you to step into the legislative field?
Let me start by letting you know that I really am not a fan of politics, never was. I would always run from any type of conversation that had to do with anything political. But I found myself in a space where I'd like to say I was always complaining about things, but really, I mean, I would find areas that really probably could use some improvement. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard to get that work done, especially working in healthcare, working in the hospital, seeing gaps in care. And I'd be like, all right, we need to fix this. Like, and it's not hard to fix. And we can literally save so many lives, but it really was hard to fix, especially when you're the lower man on the totem pole and you're trying to just ensure that people are receiving that quality care delivery. Yeah. And it's just not happening from the top. So I would say just those experiences. And then there was one big experience, which I won't really get into right now because it's a long story, but that's what was the tip of the iceberg for me. And one of my patients had passed away and I was like, I'm done. Oh, wow. I was like, I'm just going to run for office. I'm going to change the law myself.
Okay. I think that just growing up around a family that was really involved in justice work, and then having done that myself, I felt that this was a natural next step to have a guaranteed vote for the people and then work within the system to make sure we're advancing legislation that helps us all.
Speaker Lompers?
So the reason why I got involved in politics, it wasn't something that was on my radar at all. I have a daughter, and when she was in second grade, she came down with an autoimmune disease called alopecia areata, where she lost all of her hair and her eyebrows and eyelashes. And as a mom, you always want to protect your children. You want to make sure that they have the healthiest life that they can have. And when that happened, it kind of changed the whole dynamics of her. And I knew as a parent that I had to step up to the plate and ensure that she maintained her self-esteem, knew nothing was wrong with her, and that everything was going to be okay in her school. So I became her advocate. Did not know what an advocate was at that time, but I knew that I had a journey that I had to go on with her. And through that journey, I realized I needed to expand that more. And I started a support group for people in the state of Delaware with alopecia. And it just kind of grew from there that I felt I had a greater need to get out there and advocate for a disease that nobody knows about. Mm-hmm. And I contacted my state representative, and who I didn't even know who he was, and he didn't return my phone call. And I felt like, you know, this is something that I truly cared about. And I just wanted to do like a 5K to raise awareness. And I wasn't really paid attention to. So I started searching a little bit more and saying, you know, is everybody else having their voice heard? And that's when I decided that maybe this is a space that I need to jump in. Mm-hmm. So it really, truly started with my daughter and what she was going through, and then finding out what others had, and I wanted to be that voice. And that's how I became a state representative. I wanted my voice heard, I wanted my daughter's voice heard, and I wanted the people in my district's voice heard.
Seeing where you are now and what you all have accomplished and like all your successes throughout your career, both as a politician and in your main career fields, what does that mean to you guys? Like, did you ever think you would, you know, be sitting here today and like looking at all your accolades, like, wow, like I've helped thousands of people, or I've touched at least, you know, thousands of people in their hearts. Like, you know, what does that mean to you guys, especially being as a female figure in today's society?
You know what? It's interesting because I never really stop and think about how far I've come. You know, I think about all of my life experiences, you know, just a lot, housing insecurity, just being, I like to say, down, broke, and homeless, and hopeless, and all the things. Being at this point right now where I'm able to reach back and offer a hand up, it really just, it's empowering, and it helps me put a lot of things in perspective, right? Like, I now know why I experienced all the things that I've experienced in my lifetime, because it was preparing me for this moment right here.
Yeah.
It's nothing like life experiences in this space.
I think both of us would say that it's an honor, right? So we've gotten to know each other pretty well. And I think that we don't think of how many. We do one step at a time. And knowing that each of our decisions is going to impact folks, and truly from a space of wanting to make a difference that is long lasting, and understanding just how rare it is to be in such a position, and making sure that we don't waste a moment of it.
So I never thought I'd become the Speaker of the House. I never thought I'd become the first female speaker in the in the history of Delaware. And to get through that journey, like Carrie said, it's an honor to be in this position and to take this position and do what's right for the caucus. I think the common thread that the three of us have is that we do care not only about our districts and what we do, but we care about our caucus. And it's about bringing people together for doing good for the state. Mm-hmm. And is it maybe challenging to bring everybody together? I think the common thread that we have is that we each bring a unique skill to bringing people together to doing what's right for the state of Delaware and what's right for our districts.
Yeah.
And I think you have to have empathy in this position, and you have to understand the dynamics around you. And I think with the three of us coming from different backgrounds and different universes, we represent our caucus.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it work for us. I never thought I'd be in this position. And I truly am grateful for the two people that sit next to me in leadership, because we have our differences, but we also have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And we know that we need in leadership to get things done. And that's what we're trying to do.
If you had the chance to talk to your younger self today, what would you say to that little girl? Seeing where you are now.
You can take first. That one. Well, if I had to go back and look at myself as a younger girl, I would say, don't get frustrated. Don't let it get to you. Take those obstacles that you have and the challenges that you face, and don't live in the moment, but use it as a learning experience to be a better person. Mm-hmm. And the challenges that we face are not always bad. They're just challenges that you need to overcome.
Right.
And if you could keep moving it forward and knowing that those experiences make you a better person, mm-hmm. and always remember that other people matter and it's not just you in that universe.
Two things. I would tell that little girl, you have the ability to create possibilities for yourself in your life. And there's this Oprah Winfrey quote that I really like. I would say to dream a bigger dream for you than you could ever dream for yourself, and then make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Wood Harris?
Probably what I tell everybody else, which is you deserve to be in any room you prepare yourself to be in.
Right. I do. I mean, I understand that 100% because, like I said, everyone deserves a fair shot in life no matter what your mm-hmm. circumstances. So moving forward with that, and after hearing your stories and so many others, it's evidential that women obviously have come a long way in government, you guys being an example, and in society as well. But still, we all know there are barriers that are still put in place, but we are, you know, trying to overcome them. So my question for you guys, obviously, since you guys are in the position that you are today, you've all, you know, ran into some sort of barrier or like some sort of person trying to, you know, stop you from growing and progressing. So my question is, what did you guys do to rise above those occasions? And what, you know, what advice would you give to someone who maybe experienced the same thing as you guys?
I'll go first. I think growing up, when you don't have a seat at the table, and I've heard this over and over, is bring your own chair.
Yeah.
Whether it's a folding chair or whatever type of chair that you're going to bring to the table, bring it. And it could be a folding chair or any kind of chair, but like being at the table and making sure you're at the table and having a voice in it and not to be shy. And it doesn't matter what that chair looks like, but as long as you're at that table and you can participate in those conversations, you women deserve it. They should be there. And always be prepared to have a chair in your back pocket to be at that table. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot be at that table.
I think that, you know, we have to recognize that there is still conscious and unconscious bias mm-hmm. that is going to follow us. And it's easy to get into a place where you allow yourself to be feel defeated. But I had a mentor who would always say rhino on, meaning running head on into negative opposition, just knowing that it's there. Yeah. And keep your head down and do the right things, and eventually you'll get through that opposition. But if you deny that it's there, or if you let it overcome you, you will be stopped. And there's a reason for us to keep pushing forward. And so that would be what I would encourage people to do, is really rhino forward.
Just don't lose hope. Don't get weary. Just keep going. And use the women that you see in these spaces as empowerment to keep going, because it is possible. And like I said, with the Oprah quote, just keep dreaming that bigger dream and just keep going. And you can create those possibilities for yourself, but just don't lose hope.
Yeah.
It's so easy to lose hope, but just try not to, and put yourself in spaces with people who will continue to enlighten and empower you.
And, you know, as we wrap things up, what professional advice, you know, you've given such great advice to everyone during this episode. And I just want to know, if you had someone who was, you know, mentoring you or looking up to you, mm-hmm. what advice would you give them just in life in general?
Man, life is tough. That's not advice, though. I guess, you know, it's kind of like what I said before. You just don't get weary, but also don't be afraid to take a stand. You know, there's so many times when I've thought back, man, I should have said something, or I should have did something and not just accepted it. And so I tell other women all the time, like, if you see something, say something. Don't ever walk away from a situation and say, man, I wish I could have said this and maybe that would have made the outcome different. You know, no, say it or do it or take a stand.
Yeah.
Don't mute your voice. Don't silence yourself, and don't allow anybody else to disempower you or silence you.
I would say power. I would say lean into your power, lean into yourself, lean into your vulnerabilities, and understand that you do have the power of yourself. Have confidence and know that you need to take that confidence. You need to take your vulnerability. You need to take your power.
Yeah.
And you need to define what that power is that you have and let it out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I know growing up, I thought my vulnerabilities, I had to hide them. But what I found is that my vulnerabilities is what drives me, and to lean into it. So you should always lean into your vulnerabilities and find your power.
Yeah.
And it can be your caring nature, because I know deep down my children and my family mean more to me than anything. Mm-hmm. My past is my vulnerability. And you only become a better person by knowing what that vulnerability is and then embracing it and giving it power, not having it set you back.
Yeah, I think, as I'd mentioned earlier, preparing yourself to be in the rooms you want to be in, right? And preparation comes in many forms. One is the actual study of what you want to go into, but it is, as the speaker had mentioned, understanding where you came from, and there's a reason you had those experiences. Without them, you wouldn't be able to assist others who are going through it. Oprah Winfrey once said that she likes to air all her dirty laundry, because that's the only thing people can hold against you. And once you share your own dirty laundry, they have no power over you, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing. The things that we think are bad or that we're embarrassed about for any reason tend to be the very same experiences everybody else is going through.
Right.
And we often let that be what stops us from moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so alongside preparing yourself for the actual work that you want to do, you have to prepare yourself and build your armor by saying, I'm enough. And I've had these experiences. These are my realities. But that doesn't make me less than. I am equal to everyone else, and I have the right to be anywhere I want to be.
And lean into it.
Yeah. Lean into your vulnerabilities. That is the key takeaway for today. And so as we wrap things up, what is something that you want the world to remember you by? Or what type of legacy do you want to leave behind?
Ooh, what do I want the world to remember me by? You know what? I just want people to know that I am just me. I'm just Mimi. You know, I will never forget where I came from. I will never forget my life experiences. And I really pray that people on from the outside looking in can see me as their hope. Yeah. Can see me as someone who kept going and was able to elevate in that space by just continuing on. And I hope that it empowers other women to do the same.
This one's easy for me. The most important thing in life is your family.
Right.
I have two children, and I know I'll have history here, but I want the world to know is that my children mean more to me than anything, and family is what you should be leaning into. Everything else is life. Mm-hmm. But unless you have a nice core family, my children know I love them and I'll go to extremes to be with them and make them happy. I care about being a mom more than anything in the world. I hope people will see that my children mean more to me than anything else in this world. Yeah. No matter how hard you climb, how hard you work, at the end of the day, it's going home to your children and making sure that they have the best life that they can have.
I agree.
Family and know that they're loved.
Yeah, family is everything. Mm-hmm. And family is always going to be your number one supporter, even if you don't feel like they are. They still will always be there to, you know, lift you back up and push you to keep going. And I have the same type of legacy. Like, whatever I do in my life and as a continuing journey, my goal is that I'm an inspiration to my family. Mm-hmm. And I can continue, you know, showing not just them, but maybe they can inspire others as well to keep going and keep pushing. And like you said, leaning into your vulnerabilities to, you know, keep progressing forward no matter what happens in life.
You always have your family.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely family, but also this, what it means for family is that if you live your life with honor and integrity, it reflects well on your family. Mm-hmm. For your children, they learn from that. For your parents and other elders in your family, they are honored by that. And I think that knowing that I left a mark that created positive, lasting change and did it in a way that had honor and integrity, mm-hmm. And kindness, that is what I would be the most proud of myself for at the end.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys again for joining me today on this special episode. It was, you know, a pleasure having you guys here. Hoping we can get you on another episode soon. But thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
From the Delaware House Democratic Caucus, this is Whip Count. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel to stay up to date on all things happening in Legislative Hall. Until next time.